This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You chose to hit play on this podcast today. Smart choice. Progressive loves to help people make smart choices. That's why they offer a tool called Auto Quote Explorer that allows you to compare your Progressive car insurance quote with rates from other companies. So you save time on the research and can enjoy savings when you choose the best rate for you. Give it a try after this episode at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you should know you should check your draft stats first before you put them on your fantasy team. Or you should definitely check the expiration date on that can of bean dip you picked up at the gas station first before you dive in. Yeah. Checking first is smart, so check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. See Allstate.com for details. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of the Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on the Roku Sports Channel from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show. This is the Rich Eisen Show.
And you're listening to the best
Rich Eisen.
Hey, man. The Lions have lost both coordinators and their defensive line coach in the span of 24 hours.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Grip. Touchdown, Detroit Lions!
You know, is Ben Johnson going to go knock on the door of some of his former colleagues in Detroit? Is Aaron Glenn going to do something like that?
Earlier on the show, Pro Football Hall of Famer Bill Cowher. Coming up, Pro Football Hall of Famer DeMarcus Ware. Plus, latest news and more. And now... it's Rich Eisen.
That's right, everybody. Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial here on this program. Later on this hour, the NFL announced the five finalists in each of the major award categories that's being given out on the Thursday night before the Super Bowl at NFL Honors. And we'll go through each list, give out announced the five nominees, and then Mike Del Tufo spent many, many minutes pre-show selecting the proper awards music as a background. We will choose who we think should win.
Yeah,
That's coming up.
Great
on our program, and I've also been asked once again. I'll say it. It is an honor for me to be part of NFL Honors announcing the Pro Football Hall of Fame class. When they ask me, hey, do you want to be part of that? It's always a huge honor, certainly when it's announcing people that I know, that I've covered, that I've talked to, and that I'm appreciative of getting that announcement, just like our next guest, who I was also honored to be voicing as the narrator of the NFL Icon series, that you can see on MGM Plus and stream it on the MGM Plus app and, of course, see it on Roku. Joining us now is the subject of tomorrow night's episode of Icons, DeMarcus Ware. Good to see you, DeMarcus. How are you?
Hey, what is up, brother? Richie Rich, how you doing, man?
It is great. I mean, and you know, you are indeed an icon, not just for what you did with the Cowboys and the Broncos and, of course, the best player in the history of Troy football, DeMarcus Ware. But also your work in season 27 of Dancing with the Stars. Very iconic, all of it, DeMarcus. All of it.
You know what? I did a lot, man, Dancing with the Stars. Actually, The Masked Singer to you, if you want to throw that in there.
Right.
Man, it's been great. But, you know, how you doing? Yeah.
But Masked Singers, you're a ringer, though, man. You're a ringer. We've seen you do the national anthem, DeMarcus, at your own induction ceremony. You know, we've seen that happen. So you're a ringer in that regard. You know,
I try my best, man. Try to get in those uncomfortable situations like we're trying to get the Dallas Cowboys to do with this new coaching stuff. I know that we're going to talk about that to get some wins. All right.
No, DeMarcus, let's talk about Bo Nix first. Let's talk about him. What do you think?
Oh, my God, man. When you, I mean, just think about these young quarterbacks, right? They come in and you don't think for them to make that huge impact, especially like for Denver. It's like 9 years after, you know, we won the Super Bowl that anything has ever happened. And then all of a sudden Bo Nix comes onto the scene and they get really deep into the playoffs and he's a rookie. And now you want to start putting him in the pool of, you know what, hold on. When you got a young guy like that, is he, you know, offensive, you know, rookie of the year type deal? That's what, you know, that's what I start looking at when you start getting a young quarterback to make the playoffs like that.
And he was just, you know, spectacular this year. And I know part of the reason why he doesn't get enough pub is because of what we're seeing out of Jaden Daniels, which is generational, right? But Nix is the right guy. And Sean Payton is one of the finalists for Coach of the Year, and I think deserves it in that regard.
I think he deserves it too, especially from all the stuff that he went through and then all of a sudden getting an opportunity at Denver and then, you know, having a couple bad years. And then all of a sudden now you make the playoffs. They let you know that his resume speaks for itself. His strategy speaks for itself. And now they finally got a nucleus of guys. Their defense has always been really good, but now their offense is picking up. He's running all kind of, you know, extravagant plays like he always run. I got coached, you know, with Sean Payton here in Dallas. So now you're starting to see the old Sean Payton and how well he's doing up there in Denver.
All right, and then let's move to a teammate of yours that you won Super Bowl 50 with, doing it still in Buffalo. I don't know if you saw Vaughn pick that ball up.
I did.
Did you think he was going to take it to the house, DeMarcus? Did you see that?
You know what? I know Vaughn's speed, but I know it's at year 13 or 14, and I text him. Once he picked up the fumble and he started running and the guy caught him. I don't know if a defensive line.
No, it was just as, it was no. It was much better for him. It was Justice Hill who caught him. And I don't know if you saw his Instagram this week, DeMarcus, is he had a screenshot of Justice Hill's 40 time from the combine being 4.4. So he popped that out there, wanted everyone to know just how fast the kid who caught him was.
But no matter what, when a defensive guy gets a fumble and tries to score, I told him, you have to hit the X button like on Matt. I mean, you have to hit it three or four times and you got to get the speed going. But when he caught him, he was so embarrassed because we're like brothers. I, you know, talked to him about it and I just, you know, made fun of him. But he's still playing and doing well, just like you said, and probably able to make the Super Bowl again. I mean, that doesn't happen. What year is he? I think this is year 14 for him.
It's year 14 for him, yeah. Wow. And he's the MVP of Super Bowl 50 and has an opportunity to play in Super Bowl 59. And by the way, he does lead the league in quarterback hits since week 13. Yeah. Quarterback pressures. He leads the league in quarterback pressures since week 13. So he's not just coasting in here, man.
He is still doing it.
He is. What was he like when you first came across him, DeMarcus?
You know, the first time I played against Vaughn, it was actually with the Dallas Cowboys, and it was that crazy, like, 48-53 game. Mm-hmm. It was something crazy, and they came and beat us. And then when I got released from the Dallas Cowboys and I went over there to the Denver Broncos, his locker was right beside mine. And I got to really see the true character of Vaughn. And I was like, this dude has so much personality. And then I started, especially being released, I was at a point where like, man, can I still do it? Do I still got a little bit of gas in the tank? Mm-hmm. And he actually motivated me a lot to see him do what I used to do. And it just woke me up, man. And I was like, this guy right here can be like perennial Hall of Famer if he can just get everything together, which he did. And we were able to win a Super Bowl together, but also he won another one with the Rams and probably another one with the Bills. But great guy, and he's like a brother to me.
What did you do, though, to teach him the ropes of what it's like to be a pro, though, DeMarcus?
I know that a guy of his stature, you can't tell him what to do. You have to show him how it's done. And I did that every single day by showing up, showing him how to be a true professional. And he nominated me as captain, so I know that he would let me lead him. And so it was not a lot said. It was just what I did consistently every single day to either show him how something needs to get done or, you know what, always showing up there for him, and that's trust and loyalty. And that's what I gained from all the guys that when I played with them up there. And, you know, from that point on, I gained his trust. He followed me, did everything that I did, and he's still doing the same thing right now.
All right, heck with it. I'll just walk through the front door. I heard a story you would text him to tell him to go to sleep when he was a rookie.
I did. I would text him to tell him to go to sleep. If he went in sleep in the meetings, I would hit him every single time because he was right beside me. If you just name it, like I would even say, hey, so what are you doing Friday night? Hey, come to my house. Let's go. No, we're not going there. All right, what are you doing Monday night after the game? I need you in treatment at 7 o'clock. Not Monday night, but, you know, Monday morning after a game. Okay, I need you at treatment at 7 o'clock, knowing that it's his day off. Mm-hmm. We will still get into, you know what, let's do film study before so we're prepared on Wednesday when we go to work. Mm-hmm. All right, what are you doing on Tuesday? I want to ride a private jet. Do you where to go? Nope, we're not doing that. I need you here on Tuesday. And lo and behold, look at us now. We're champions. And he's still doing it. You know, better than a lot of the other guys right now.
Well, he's the OG there now. We talked to him last week. Yeah, he is. He's in your role now. You know, it's kind of crazy, DeMarcus.
Yeah.
You know,
that's what he said. Yeah. When he was with the Rams, he said, DeMarcus, I told the same stories, bro. I did the exact same thing. I said, it's only one way to do it. And I said, the way that I did it was also taught to me from the guy that came before me. And if you can just stick with this, man, you're going to stay in the league for a long time. You're going to be consistent when you start maybe losing a little bit of your athleticism. And you're going to always be a baller because your technique and your mindset is going to take over once everything else starts to deteriorate.
So who was that guy for you?
For me, it was Greg Ellis. It was Larry Allen. It was Leroy Glover. It was, actually, it was Drew Bledsoe when I played with him, Jason Witten. So I had so many nice guys that I was able to look up to from work ethic, how to, you know, bring it on the field. I mean, T.O., I mean, you name it. I had so many, you know, just great athletes that I can, you know, get a nugget off of and then make it my own.
Jason Witten, you mean the future coach of the Dallas Cowboys, Jason Witten, DeMarcus?
Yeah, now you're getting to the real steak and potatoes, as we say in Texas, right?
What?
I think that Jason Witten can be the coach for the Dallas Cowboys. He's high school coach. He's been winning, and I think, like, his resume might not be enough. But if you look at his career, like, think about a Dan Campbell. Right, what he did for the Detroit Lions. Mm-hmm. I think Jason Witten can do the same thing for the Dallas Cowboys. He has a no-nonsense mentality. Get the guys on the right page from a discipline standpoint. He knows about, you know, the offensive game. Get him a good defensive guy. I don't know who that defensive guy is. Could be D-Ware. Don't know who can come in and do that thing. But or he get another guy like a Deion. Is there a mixture that you can bring, you know, a little bit of the spunk, but also the conservative part of the game with Jason and bring it all together? That's what I was saying. Like, get the uncomfortableness out of the Dallas Cowboys, because to me, like, you think about when you're uncomfortable, you think about failure, right? Those two words go together. But if you get uncomfortable, now the word failure becomes number two in winning. And setting the right goals and achieving them starts to become number one. And that's what we're looking for.
All right. I heard what you said. I'm not just going to leave that bread.
Talk to me.
I'm not going to let that breadcrumb just sit on the floor, DeMarcus.
My ears perked up there.
You want to coach? Is that what you want to be?
I would probably, if I had an opportunity to coach, like, the linebackers, to go in there and do it the right way, I think that I can really make a huge impact with those guys in some type of capacity. I got to do it with the Denver Broncos, and they were number one at the time in pressures and doing the right things. And you know what? Why not be able to sort of get back into these things and mentor some of these guys the right way and from a discipline standpoint, because I've done it my whole career.
So have you told this to Jerry? Have you told Jerry?
I have not. Well, I just told it to Rich. I told Rich.
Let's pass it along to Jerry. Because, so you, like, let's say he hires Witten, you'd be his linebacker coach?
No doubt. I would really, really consider that. You see, I didn't blink.
No, I didn't smile or stutter. No, I heard
I like
it.
This.
You know, and you know, putting together that staff, it sounds like Jerry's going to just stick with what he knows, which is, you know, Brian Schottenheimer or Kellen Moore or something like that. And like, I'm not even hearing Deion's name as much anymore.
Like, I can understand that, but I just go to the point to where if you keep going to what's comfortable, you're not going to be able to get what you want. And I know Jerry Jones wants to win. Like, he wants to win right now. I mean, just from talking to him, like, I know that 100%. And I think it's time that he just thinks about, how do I build the right team for the and coaches and everybody else around the coaches for the Dallas Cowboys to sort of shine that star back up again and say that we're champions.
DeMarcus Ware here on the Rich Eisen Show. Your NFL Icons app, have you been able to see it yet? Have you checked it out?
I did, man. Dude, they did an amazing job.
Well, it's NFL Films and MGM Plus, man. That's it. That's it.
Yeah, it's the highest of the high. But to be honest with you, your voice on there, like, it is.
Thank you.
I mean, not just hearing it from the Hall of Fame, not just hearing it from the Rich Eisen Show, not just hearing it from all these other things, but your voice sort of narrates that whole story. I'm talking about just mine from an individual standpoint, and it really encapsulates the football perspective, but everything that a football player goes throughout their career to make them who they are. And a couple times I teared up because I just know some of those moments that were really huge for me, but it was cool how they transitioned into things and got like 6 or 7 interviews from different points. I was the same, but your voice really made it come to life.
Wow. I'll take that, DeMarcus. And to be honest, with that, thank you for that. It's with love, because I know you, and it means a lot to hear you say that. And to be honest, I once upon a time, was it Greg Cosell, the longtime producer at NFL Films, where I told him that when I'm doing these shows, I try to emulate, you know, John Facenda, the voice of the NFL Films. And he said, he told a story that Facenda, whenever he would get a script that he really liked a line, Facenda would tell the producer, "Now that's a horse I can ride," is what he would say. And the scripts I get, I'm riding a lot of horses, man. You know, and talking about a Bronco and a Cowboy and somebody who I've known since the very beginning. That's why I introduced you as the best player in the history of Troy, because I think I did that once upon a time for his name escapes me. He wasn't the best in the history of Troy.
It was a guy named O.C.
Umanyura.
Yeah.
How you pronounce his name? Yeah, I forgot.
I texted him yesterday and told him I was coming on the show. We're going to talk trash.
I forget. What was it? Was it I called him that and then you came on Total Access and complained to me? Is that how it worked? Or was it the other way around?
Okay. I had to complain. First, you said it was O.C., which I totally understood. He had 2 Super Bowls.
Yes.
And then I went back on the show. We started talking. And then you announced me as a Pro Football Hall of Famer. So I think that sort of put me little bit higher.
Yes, it does. I think
on the totem pole, and it sort of put me as number one.
Well, you're an icon now, officially, an NFL icon, and the episode of DeMarcus Ware is at 10 p.m. Eastern time, hour-long special. It is awesome. MGM Plus, stream it on the MGM Plus app. Check it out on Roku. DeMarcus, you're the best, man. We're gonna put your 2 cents on coaching through the machine here, and we'll see what comes out on the other side. But I appreciate it. You're the best, brother. Take care of yourself.
Take care.
As always, a pleasure catching up with the great DeMarcus Ware here on the Rich Eisen Show. Rich. Greg Ellis, that's a good name from the Pat. Larry Allen.
Larry Allen, yeah. Just a bunch of Cowboys legends. And I'm sitting there, you know, I've said this to you guys before. His time with the Cowboys, DeMarcus Ware was my favorite player. And hearing all those names, he said, the fact that those guys don't have rings together just annoys me even more. There's some talent that has passed through that doors that he's played with. So that's even more, like, hearing that was just like, oh, man, should have got a ring with us.
Bledsoe? Forget. Yep. Bledsoe was the guy who Parcells sat down for Romo.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Right? Back in the day.
Yep.
But DeMarc is just absolutely one of my favorites.
Yeah.
And it was a great talk. I sometimes, you know, you hear a story and you're like, you'll lead somebody to maybe tell it. And I'm like, screw it. I heard you texted him to go to sleep. Von Miller. He would basically... I heard that he would get texts at, like, you know, and you could see the time.
Mm-hmm.
And he would just look at the time of the of when the text comes and just, man, go to sleep.
I've heard that story too, yes.
Yeah. Oh, is he still listening?
He's still listening. I'm still listening. I'm enjoying it, man.
No, you get the timestamp. You would see like received 1 a.m, 2 a.m. You're like, go to sleep. You know?
I know exactly what time he would be up because he would tell me. If it's like 3 a.m, I would wake up. If I woke up, I'm like, oh, you know what? Let me just take Von Miller and see what he's doing. Can you get off of Madden, please? And he was like, D-Ware, man, are you up right now? I said, no, I'm not, but you got me up. Yes. This is something that told me to text
You're
you.
You're keeping me
get off the video. Yeah.
Oh, man. All right. Take care of yourself, DeMarcus. There you go.
Right, take care, man.
You're the best. There's DeMarcus Ware.
Awesome.
844-204-RICH, number to dial. When we come back, everybody bust out the tuxedos. Right.
Oh.
We're gonna do our award show. But before we go to break, the unexpected can happen at any time. You need to think about things like life insurance in advance. Ethos makes it as easy as 1, 2, 3. Just choose your coverage, apply in minutes, get covered in real time with no medical exam. Just answer a few simple health questions, and you're on your way with up to $2 million of term life protection with policies starting as low as $2 a day. Ethos is approving over 2,000 families a day for life insurance protection, all online and hassle free. Get your free quote at tryethos.com. That's tryethos.com. We'll be back. If you haven't heard who's been nominated for these awards, we'll get you up to speed there, and we'll tell you who should win. As a business owner, you're always going that extra mile to pursue your passions. So you deserve partners who can help you go further with premium benefits and rewards. The American Express Business Platinum Card offers world-class business and travel benefits so you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. With the Amex Business Platinum Card, you can earn 1.5 times membership rewards points on select business purchases, and you can get complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Terms and points cap apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy. Just drop in some details about yourself and see if you're eligible to save money when you bundle your home and auto policies. The process only takes minutes, and it could mean hundreds more in your pocket. Visit Progressive.com after this episode to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you should know you should check your draft stats first before you put them on your fantasy team. Or you should definitely check the expiration date on that can of bean dip you picked up at the gas station first before you dive in. Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. See Allstate.com for details. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
I think Patrick Mahomes is going to lead you onto the field next year.
It's going to be weird getting into a huddle without Alex Smith too.
Because you did not obviously play in the last game of the year, right?
No, I did not.
Okay, so that was where Mahomes was out there.
Yeah.
What are your feelings now that Alex Smith has been unofficially traded away? To use your phraseology here,
it's awkward. It's awkward. I honestly don't know how to really accept it. I mean, my entire career. You can't say Travis Kelce without Alex Smith. I mean, he's been my quarterback. He's been the guy that's arguably I owe a lot of my success to him, you know? So it's going to be awkward going into a huddle, like I said, with anybody but Alex, but I know Pat is ready for the opportunity.
Sure.
He's taking a lot of mental reps and a lot of notes from Alex and how this thing should be ran. Alex ran it to an absolute T this past season. And, you know, obviously everyone's excited to see what he can do.
We had Chris Harris of the Broncos on game day morning in the playoffs, and he said when he was looking at film of Mahomes, and he played a couple of series against him,
yeah,
he says this kid's got some serious ability. The Broncos said that.
Yeah.
Have you seen anything of that note yet?
Without a doubt. I mean, what he does in practice is it's fun to watch him in practice because kind of he's on the scout team, kind of just being a backyard quarterback, throwing it all every way imaginable you can think of, sidearm, underhand, chucking, putting the ball anywhere on the field. So it was definitely fun watching him in that regard. And when he played against the Broncos, I mean, he had a lot of footballs where he put it right on the money.
Right.
And in crucial times and crucial moments. So, I mean, it's like I said, it's going to be exciting to see where he can go with it because it's the expectation is definitely high.
I mean, that's an amazing clip to see again because you can't say Kelce without Mahomes now. And
right, and he was saying it was Alex Smith.
But yeah, I totally understand what he felt about his teammate at the time. Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. For those who are listening on the Infinity Sports Network as well as Sirius XM or Odyssey app, we just showed on the Roku channel side a clip of our interview with Travis Kelce at the Super Bowl between the Eagles and the Patriots in Minnesota. He joined us the day Alex Smith got traded away by the Chiefs to Washington. And he was broken up about it because Alex Smith was his quarterback. And he said that, you know, you can't say Travis Kelce without Alex Smith. And that's his guy. But Pat's ready for the challenge. And now you can't say Travis Kelce without Mahomes ever again. And hardly a single soul says Kelce's name with Alex Smith. No. And that's nothing against Alex Smith. It's just that you never know when somebody generational is right around the corner. And Kelce is now, you can't say Kelce's name in the playoffs without saying Jerry Rice also. And Mahomes and Kelce are now, since that day, playing in their seventh consecutive AFC championship game. And if you had told me that as Kelce was leaving the set that day in Minnesota on our Super Bowl set, I'd have been like, are you out of your mind? Like, good luck. Good luck getting to just two in the next seven. Three of the next seven would just be, you know, Hall of Fame generational. Seven in a row. Woo. And Kelce is just 200-plus yards away from passing Jerry Rice for the most receiving yards in the history of the playoffs and two touchdowns away from tying him. He's already got the most receptions in the history of the playoffs. And his playoff experience was with Alex Smith, winding up shy of the AFC championship game and unbelievable.
Yeah, at that point, he had 22 touchdowns with Alex Smith, and since then, 55 with Patrick.
Yeah, you know, I mean,
in the regular season.
This is what you hope for, and the Commanders are enjoying that feeling right now, and their fans are feeling that right now. And it makes total sense. Unbelievably, Andy Reid and the Chiefs made that draft choice to trade up to go get Mahomes in a draft in Philadelphia. In the same way that the Commanders just chose Jaden Daniels in a draft in Detroit, and he goes ahead and one and duns Detroit. You know, if you had told all those 750,000 Lions fans who packed the draft hall in the city of Detroit, hey, that kid that you just saw drafted second overall, he's going to one and dun you after you win 15 regular season games.
Oh, my gosh.
Honestly, it's
we would have gotten into a fight, TJ.
This is why
told the Lions fan that.
It's the greatest narrative generating machine in the NFL. You can't make stuff up. You can't. And the same thing with Josh Allen being drafted in Dallas. You met Josh Allen, right? When you were walking around with your phone on behalf of our social media business, right?
Yep.
He was just strolling around before his draft.
There was like a little symposium. A few of the, you know, soon-to-be rookies were in. So
kid from Wyoming with the big arm.
He and Derwin James and Bradley Chubb. They were the three guys right off the bat that just stopped and chopped it up with me. So I always have a little place for those three guys.
Yeah, man. Wow. I saw a video of fans reacting, Bills fans reacting to Josh Allen's drafting, and they were very upset about it.
Well, he did not have a good final year in Wyoming. He was more hyped the year before, and then Wasn't he around like 50% completion percentage?
Yeah, it was his accuracy was the problem. Accuracy was a problem.
Yeah.
I don't know. I remember at the, you know, we were at the draft that year,
yeah.
And I remember standing in the crowd with the Bills fans when he got drafted, and they lost it.
That was like, before we got kicked out.
Nice.
Yes. Yeah.
And then of course Jalen Hurts is drafting. It's like, why are you drafting this guy? Because we've got Carson Wentz.
Yeah.
What's the point of drafting this guy in the second round of all rounds?
And then.
You know, just like Saban in Alabama the second time, you know, went to him as a must-have resort. Remember Doug Peterson. Didn't they pull Hurts in the final regular season game that gave
Commanders
or the football team?
They wanted to see how
the Giants needed the Eagles to win or something like that, and it was Nate Sudfeld that threw it in the end of that game. And everyone's like, what is going on in Philadelphia? Well, and Jalen Hurts is now trying to get the Eagles back to their second Super Bowl in 3 years. Maybe against the Chiefs. Unreal. Just all born out of that video that we just showed of Travis Kelce. No idea when, you know, hoping for the best with Pat Mahomes that it would turn into... the two of them attached at the hip forevermore and help put Travis Kelce in a room in his home state forever, where his brother's going to be too, by the way, in Canton. The Thursday before the Super Bowl NFL honors in New Orleans, we now have the finalists for the 8 major categories. We have chosen half of the major categories. And we're going to treat this like an award show.
Oh, orchestra's ready, Rich.
And announce the nominees, and then each of us, we will have a conversation and announce the Rich Eisen Show predicted winner. Predicted winner, right? Not who we think? Is that how we're going to do this thing?
I don't know.
It should be who we think?
I think it should be who we think.
Who we think. It's more fun that way.
All right, and then we'll match the results. Okay, Mike, you spent...
John Williams was not available?
Not available.
Oh, so you got me.
Okay, very good. give me some music, please. Thank you. Wow. This is majestic. I agree.
Oh, I like this.
All right.
They do move in herds.
The Offensive Rookie of the Year, the 5 nominees, as they have been announced, are Brock Bowers, tight end of Las Vegas, Jaden Daniels, the quarterback of the Washington Commanders. Malik Nabers, congratulations, you made it. Caught touchdown passes from a current member of the Vikings. also, Bo Nix and Brian Thomas Jr., congrats to him. How about the fact that Marv is not up there, but Malik Nabers and Brian Thomas are? The two LSU guys.
Those guys were great this year.
I think this is without a doubt, right? The only question is who's second? Who would you have second place behind Jaden Daniels?
Oh, man, that's so tough.
I would have to go Brock Bowers, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I think a strong case could be made for Brian Thomas Jr., 3rd in the league in yards.
Over Bo Nix? You're going to go with another receiver over Bo Nix?
1,300 yards as a rookie, man. That's awesome. 10 touchdowns.
The only question is, will it be Bo Nix in this quarterback-driven league or Brock Bowers? Because we know it's Jaden Daniels. TJ, you have a 2 cents on this matter?
Well, obviously, the winner, Daniels. I think you got to go. Bo Nix is the runner-up, man.
Okay, I don't know. I'd vote Brock Bowers position. Second. I know, but Brock Bowers,
112 catches.
Look what the Raiders did with Brock Bowers, and then look what Bo Nix did with the Broncos. True. Like
quarterback league.
Quarterback league. He took them to places we didn't think they'd be.
That's true.
His stats. I was looking this up earlier. His stats are comparable to Jaden's as well.
Well, with Jaden Daniels no doubt winning it, here to present Offensive Rookie of the Year to Jaden Daniels is TJ's friend Spider. Spider? Oh, he hung up a couple hours ago.
Great Spider appearance.
All right, next up, something that's a little bit more up in the air, if you will. Defensive Player of the Year. There we go. Zach Bond, the linebacker of Philadelphia. Miles Garrett, your reigning defensive player of the year. Trey Hendrickson, who led the league in sacks of Cincinnati. Pat Surtain of Denver. And TJ Watt.
No Nick Benito on this, which is kind of...
Well, I mean, Surtain is...
I get it.
Is the guy out of Denver. I think he's going to win it, too. I don't know, man. If I had a vote here,
don't pander, Rich.
No. I'd vote either Sertan or Hendrickson.
Okay, good.
That's why I would vote Sertan or Hendrickson.
And think about Hendrickson is, while they did lead the league in sacks, the reason why the Bengals didn't make the playoffs was primarily because of the defense.
I would go Sertan, Pat Sertan of Denver.
I think that's how I'm leaning too, although
TJ?
I do love Zach Bond.
I know. The fact that he's a finalist is truly remarkable.
I know, what a beast.
It is an honor to be nominated. Trust me, as somebody who is the Susan Lucci of sports. TJ,
you know, it's always tough to go against, you know, Garrett and Watt, but I agree with you, Rich. I think it's Sertan.
Okay,
the second.
Rich Eisen show says it's Pat Sertan.
Trey Hendrickson finishes second, right?
I think so. He led the league in sacks.
Yeah, he was awesome this year.
What are we doing next? What's next?
Whatever you want.
Offensive player of the year. The nominees are Saquon, Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, Derrick Henry, and Lamar Jackson. I appreciate the applause, sound effects.
Teammates.
Excuse me. You remove the quarterbacks from this equation because this is the non-quarterback MVP award.
I'm going the opposite way.
I'm sorry. No quarterbacks.
I'm going opposite.
I agree. Because, why, Chris? Because you know it should be the MVQ award. We shouldn't even be MVP. It should just be MVQ.
I know who should be MVP of the year. So for offensive player of the year, I'm going to say it's Lamar Jackson.
Oh.
I'm going Saquon Barkley here.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Saquon Barkley is the offensive player.
He's not getting MVP.
Saquon Barkley is the MVP of the league.
But he's not going to get it.
I don't care. For this exercise, I'm voting with how it should go.
TJ? Saquon?
I want to agree with him because I feel he should
don't
be, but
feed
the fact is he's not going to win.
You know that I'm right, though.
So I say Saquon for this.
Okay. McCaffrey should have won MVP last year. I will never get off this hill. I'm like that old man painting.
Rich Eisen show offensive player of the year is Saquon Barkley. This one is fascinating to me because I thought we weren't supposed to see nominees like this for comeback player of the year anymore.
No kidding. Like, what is Sam Darnold doing on this list?
Sam Darnold's coming back from the Jets. That's what he's coming back from. That's what it is. He's coming back from the Jets and the Panthers. That's what they're saying.
The AP literally put out a guideline for this now.
I'm surprised. Joe Burrow, J.K. Dobbins coming back from a knee injury. That's what we're talking about. Your guy, Christian Gonzalez.
Right, only played a handful of games last year.
And then Damar Hamlin.
So this is a year too late for Hamlin.
Well, I mean, I think last year when he was named was a nod to, obviously, him almost dying.
This is now about his performance. He's been good.
He has been really good this year. And I guess when you're coming back from dying, you can be nominated again for it. Let's make that as an exception here. Yes. Okay? There's no statute of limitations of being nominated for this when you're dead on the field.
So I want to get right. I'm voting for Damar Hamlin.
I wouldn't. I'm with you.
I want to get right for giving it to Flacco last year.
You are, sir, correct. I thought, again, we're not supposed... And by the way, Burrow coming back from a hand injury and what he did this
Those
year is significant.
Injured, right.
You know, and the other guys are worthy of being mentioned here. Again, I thought you're not supposed to be nominated for comeback player of the year when you're coming back from is the bench or the Jets.
Yes, you're correct.
And the Panthers.
AP put out guidelines for this. Dumb.
Would you agree Damar Hamlin should be the comeback player of the year?
Earlier I talked about that. Yeah, he has my vote.
All right, here we go. What's next here? Have you been told that our award music is too loud?
No.
We have a problem with the mix?
Yeah, I brought it up.
Come on, Mikey.
This man's one great mix.
Come on.
Great man.
All right.
He's got trophies.
Apparently wasn't a great mix. This guy, is that an applause for yourself?
Yeah, for my date.
Wow.
What's happening?
What's next? What are we doing here? Coach of the year. Dan Campbell, Kevin O'Connell, Sean Payton, Dan Quinn, and Andy Reid. Oh, man. I think it's...
Are we counting playoffs here or no?
No, you can't. This is a regular season award. I mean, to me... Sean Payton doing what he did.
I like that one.
Was really impressive. I'm glad that he got the nomination. He deserves it.
He's not going to win, but
when you dead cap somebody to the tune of how much you dead cap Russell, and then you draft the sixth quarterback taken and make the playoffs with that kid, and the defense is what it is, you deserve... I'm leaning in that direction, although Kevin O'Connell to do what he did with Sam Darnold for a 14-win team that I think a lot of folks put in last place in their division. But Dan Campbell with 15 wins with a team that had 16 guys on injured reserve on defense.
But they were expected to be there.
Right.
I think it's going to be Kevin O'Connell. Although I would lean...
I would lean Sean Payton.
Again, if we're factoring in the playoffs, Dan Quinn, but regular season...
You can't.
KOC.
Who says you can't? Can I ask you a question? Last year, what draft pick did the Washington football team have?
Two. Second overall.
So that means they were pretty crappy last year.
They were terrible.
Yes. And this year, they took a rookie quarterback and won, what, 12 games?
Yeah.
Yes.
I can't believe I'm going to say this. Especially after that phone call from Spider.
Spider.
But Dan Quinn, okay. Man, why not?
It's a split vote.
Ooh.
It hurts my soul. But split vote. Yeah.
I go Sean Payton, you go Kevin O'Connell, yeah. And then you go
DQ.
Dan Quinn.
Mm.
All right. Last one. Here we go. Why are we...
Why not?
Mike loves the applause.
Mike, you're doing
it
great.
Sounds like kids. It sounds like little children. Going,
like
hey,
it. What's
hey.
Up with small crap?
Like we're giving it's out awards crap. Here, not celebrating somebody going potty.
Kids pop.
It's like, oh, you made a boom boom. Here, hit that button one more time. Hey, oh, look, you made a boom boom.
It does it's sound like crap. Kids.
Well, speaking of boom boom, the most valuable player. Finish up strong. Josh Allen, Saquon, Joe Burrow makes it. Jared Goff and Lamar Jackson. The reason why I say Joe Burrow makes it like that is, you know, he was just barely above 500.
I have an issue with no Jaden Daniels being on this list.
I do too.
That's criminal. And well, Saquon Barkley should be the winner.
Who do you leave off? You have to leave off Joe Burrow. Going
yeah, Joe Burrow's got
to
be off. I'm sorry. I like. Right? I love the guy. He was awesome this year. Probably won people a lot of fantasy leagues. You won 9 games. What are we doing?
What more could he do, though?
So you go, you give it to Saquon.
Yes. He was the most valuable player this year, hands down. When you think about this season, what are you going to remember? The dude literally jumped backwards over someone.
Lamar's season.
And had 2,000 yards.
Dude, Lamar's season is as great a quarterbacking season as you'll ever see. Statistically, and then obviously he didn't win his... And you're going to give it to Josh Allen over the guy who beat him? I know it's a team award, too. Damn it.
This is tough.
That's why you got to give this out right after week 18 so we don't factor in the playoffs and everyone's
heads. If you did it after week 18, you give it to Lamar.
Yeah. But now we watched all the games, and what if Mahomes has 350 and beats the Bills? And you're like, well, obviously Patrick Mahomes is the MVP.
Yeah, but that's not – this is a regular season award.
I get it. So give it out then. That's all I'm saying.
How dare you? If you keep saying it, I'm going to remove your NFL honors tickets here.
I would like to go to honors.
You don't want that.
Saquon Barkley, MVP.
I don't care.
I go Lamar.
It's a tie.
What are you going to do?
I'm giving it a tie.
What are you doing?
Allen and John and Lamar.
Split
Josh
award?
And Lamar.
By the
like
way.
Like Peyton Manning and Steve McNair. McNair.
Okay.
Because I just don't see how
Let's
you
do it.
Can
Let's split the
differentiate.
Award. All right. So you say Josh Allen, I'll say Lamar, and we'll say Saquon. We'll split the award again.
Well, I said Josh and Lamar.
Oh, okay. So then Lamar wins with 1.5 votes.
There you go. Good job, Mike. Mike, did you watch any NFL? Can you chime in on any of these?
No, leave him alone. Leave him alone. By the way, just to quickly go through defensive rookie of the year, Cooper DeJean, Braden Fisk, Quinyon Mitchell, Chop Robinson of the Dolphins, and Jared Verse. So two Rams, two Eagles, and Chop Robinson of the Dolphins. I think it's Jared Verse, correct? Yes? Yay?
I think so.
Nay?
I'm saying Yay. Verse.
Okay. And then AP assistant coach of the year. That's the 8th one. Joe Brady, Vic Fangio, Brian Flores, Aaron Glenn, Ben Johnson.
You think we need one more?
How do you choose?
Nice, good one.
How do you choose?
I don't know, man. I go Vic Fangio, right? What he's done, I mean, the Eagles were supposedly in the soup because they didn't have the
right
staff.
They were awesome on defense this year.
Right.
Yeah.
He took a unit that, and Zach Bond was an MVP nominee. Yeah. That's all you need to know. Two rookies nominated?
Yeah.
All right. I just pounded the table for Vic. We'll take a break here on the Rich Eisen Show. Sorry that we left out a Rich Eisen Show awards nomination invite. to Rich Ackerman, who's now here with this update.
Nice.
In the NFL, as we all know, there is no margin for error. One single mistake can change the outcome of a game or even, yeah, a career. Science proves quality sleep can help boost reaction time, recovery time, and overall athletic performance. Putting it all together, the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL is Sleep Number, whose mission is to provide players with data and insights to optimize their sleep for the ultimate competitive edge. And you can have it too. I know all about it. I've been around Sleep Number since 2015. My sleep number setting is 60. My wife's is 70, just 10 numbers apart, but it is the world of difference. We can set the mattress firmness on each side of the bed to the way that we want and get a great night's sleep. So why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? So you can choose, again, your ideal comfort on either side. And now it's the lowest price of the season on the top-selling i8 smart bed. Your best savings plus special financing. Limited time. Shop a Sleep Number store near you. Sleep Number, official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL. See store or sleepnumber.com for details. I got a riddle for you. What do yoga mats, a toothbrush, and a Hyundai have in common? I'll give you a moment. Time's up. If you guess they're all fun, well-designed, and super useful, you guessed wrong. The answer is you can order all those things on Amazon. That's right. You can now buy a Hyundai on Amazon. The same place where you order yoga mats, a toothbrush, and pretty much everything else. All from the comfort of your home. And the best part, you won't even have to break down a car-sized Amazon box after, because you'll pick up your Hyundai at the dealer. I mean, picture this. You're in your PJs, snugged in on your couch. You pull up Amazon on your phone and start the process right there. Just locate a nearby dealer, pick your color, your options, check the price, and with a few dotting of some I's and crossing of some T's, voila! Your Hyundai is ready for pickup. It's that easy. Just remember to put some real clothes on before you head over, will you? Hyundai, now available on Amazon. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Limited availability only through participating Hyundai dealers in select markets. Hey, everybody. We're back here on the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, Rich. That's it. I'm done. No more applause.
Where'd you get that applause from?
It was just the one I had. I mean, come on. I wasn't like, I mean, I by the way, this is a true story.
Yes.
The Academy Awards used to get sweetened, like all the applause.
Yeah.
Like, they used to have a guy, don't know if they still do, when and I worked at like the red carpet years ago.
Yes.
I knew the guy that did it. Applause from a show I did was used for the Academy Awards.
What do you mean?
Because they recorded one of my shows that I mixed.
I got it.
What show?
I believe it was called, hold on, let me think about the Funny Money.
Okay.
That was a show because my applause were so well done that the guy that sweetened the show that also did the Academy Awards used my applause for the Academy Awards.
Interesting.
It's actually very,
what?
So
the true story. Swear to God on my life.
You worked the sound for a show called Funny Money.
That was on TV.
Chris, are you doing the proper research? Googling?
Yeah, I'm looking
Are you doing
the host was, I can't think of the guys. He used to be, he worked on Conan, I believe, too.
06.
Are you doing the Signetti right now? Are you doing the Signetti
06.
Treatment?
It
are you
before Googling? 06.
Funny Money, the movie. Hold on, this is a game show?
Yeah, game show.
Funny Money.
And I
are we just, sure that's what it's called, Mike?
100%.
It was a TV series?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, National Lampoon's Funny Money?
Yes.
That's what it was?
Yeah, Jimmy Pardo was the host. That's exactly it. His father, Tom Pardo, famous voiceover guy.
Yep.
And
it did 18 episodes.
Nah, we did more than that. Is that it?
Nope, that's it.
I thought it did. We did.
Yeah.
So you worked the sound for Funny
sound
Money.
Mixer.
The studio audience's
cast and crew. Are you going to be on here?
I don't add that stuff on IB. I don't need that stuff.
The studio audience.
Yes.
The applause was captured by your sound that they decided to sweeten an actual Academy Award show.
They used it for years. He used it for years.
Ah.
Yeah.
You're the industry standard of capturing applause.
Applause. So by
then,
the way,
the hell's happened
his applause
to
is great to me.
Again, it sounds like.
Why don't you add yourself to IMDb?
I don't know. Please. There's people that do, like, they religiously do it. I'm not. No. I got like a couple things on there, right?
I mean, I'm on there.
It aired on Game Show Network from June 15th to October 24th in 2003. And then weeks later, you were with NFL Network.
Yep. That was the end of my reality television career.
Wow. There you go.
Then I went, yep. Okay. Yes, I actually did.
Do you mix Ken Jeong's episode?
Yep. Yep. Way before Ken Jeong was like.
Good job.
Okay. Very good. That's Ken Jeong. What's happening over there? Is that what you're saying?
It's not the word I use, but yeah.
Good thing you're
all the way.
Okay.
Mike, you've been around.
I'm an old guy.
Mike is nominated for Comeback Audio Executive of the Year Award.
No.
No, dude, you win it every week because you go away and then you come back.
Come back, yeah.
Oh.
Are you here tomorrow?
No. Yes, I am.
Hey. Oh, good, because we got to do the weather.
Oh.
I was going to give the weather earlier, and I'm like, oh, no, Mike can be here tomorrow.
By the way, monster information of importance.
Yeah, I mean, I was right with the snow on both.
You know what you were right about?
I was right on both.
You were spot on about was the dome part of it.
I was spot on about the snow, too.
You were on it.
I told you it was going to snow the whole game, and it did.
Lions, Commanders, one word, dome.
Dome.
That was my favorite part of the report.
By the way. You can't screw up if you only say one word. No sweat. You only say one thing.
Oh, the stupidity.
Oh, my God.
You're your family's biggest supporter, so make sure they're protected today with affordable online life insurance through Ethos. Up to $2 million of same-day term life insurance coverage in as little as 10 minutes for as little as $2 a day. It's 100% online, and there's no med exams on only a few online health questions. The mortgage, kids' education, and other costs could all be covered through Ethos. Straightforward protection for the people who matter most. Get a free quote at tryethos.com. That's TryEthos.com. All right, I'm intrigued by what Joe in Chicago wants to talk about. Joe in Chicago, you're on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Joseph?
How's it going? First things first, I want to just clear something up. I am not from the actual city. I'm from a suburb of Chicago. I don't have that kind of clout. Just want to make sure that's clear before we get started.
Now, here's the interesting thing, Joe, the person you spoke to before me, Adam, should know about Chicagoland and its environs where you're from.
He's from a suburb.
Yeah. So you don't have to say Joe in Chicago. I mean, Adam Chudwin would have taken care of you. Where in Chicagoland do you hail from, Joe?
Well, I'm from a town called McHenry. When I called the first time, I said McHenry. He said, we're just going to put Chicago. And I was like, okay.
All right.
Oh, Adam made an editorial.
I mean, that makes sense because no one would have known McHenry, but
I don't know. Is it named for Chris?
We wanted the Chicago contrast with that, so it looked even more funny. I don't know if that's what it was, but I think that's what we're going for.
Well, we changed it.
All right. We just changed it right now to Joe in a Chicago suburb. Here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Joe in a Chicago suburb? What's going on?
So, I never really followed college football a lot. I went to school for about 2 years, didn't finish it, and I kind of really wasn't paying attention too much. But then I started watching your show, and I started hearing about this team called the Michigan Wolverines.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I got to tell you, I would never claim to call myself a Michigan man, but I just wanted to get from the source, from somebody who actually went to the school, permission to join the fan base.
Joe, because,
honestly, dude?
Yeah,
it seems like it's rocking up there, man.
Well, first of all, I can confirm. Also, just your honesty, your sense of honesty and geography. I can vet you.
Those are traits of a Michigan man, right?
Yeah, that's a trait of a Michigan man. Know geography and be honest.
Yeah.
So
well, and you know, I'm also think that they're pretty good at math up there, and I can't remember how many games did Ohio State win this year?
Zero against Michigan. Mm. Yeah. Yeah, that's
and how many games did Michigan win against Ohio State?
That would be one, which is more than zero, Joe.
You know, I'm not a mathematician here, but it seems like Michigan's the way to go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Joe in a Chicago suburb.
Joe Rich loves you.
That's the round of applause. Thank you, Joe. Greatly appreciated. Joe from Chris McHenry, Illinois. Right now, Chris McHenry's calling the quarterfinals right now.
And they're going, right?
Why are my ears burning? I don't understand.
What's going on?
All right. Back to wrap up this show on Roku in a sec.
Back
actor Michael Rosenbaum, he knows some of the most talented people in the business. And now he's getting the inside story.
Let's get inside of Heather Graham.
I can't look at like Boogie Nights and think that you were a nerd.
Johnny Knoxville.
You think you're going to do another Jackass movie? What do your kids want?
Dad's not going to do that. Yeah. You got to be careful how you choose your heroes.
Hear from some of the most fascinating people in pop culture today.
Danny Trejo.
You're a legend. Do you know you're a legend?
You can't be a legend having this much fun.
The Inside of You podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.